The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Lord, hello, patriots, freedom fighters, and dissidents. Welcome to National Intel Report for Thursday, September 8th, live on Republic Broadcasting Network and rebroadcast as Liberty Lighthouse on Mojo 50 Radio, Patriot Nation Radio, and the World Broadcasting Network. I'm Peter, the host and wiki of Liberty Lighthouse, a beacon of common sense heard on all those networks I just mentioned. Hey, got a guest in the second hour tonight, the author of a book called Finding Washington. And I'm really kind of interested in this because I want to say 900 books have been written on Washington. What could this guy possibly be doing? Like, why would you want to write a book about a person that already has 900 books about them? So I'm really interested in this. I bet you will be too. Let's see here. What else? For the first hour, I just want to do a little venting, a little, current events, news kind of stuff. And I want your input. So we're going to have the phone lines open. If you don't know the number, it's 800-313-9443 or 512-248-8252. And, no matter where you're listening to this show from, please share it out on your social medias. Let all your friends and family know that you're listening to National Intel Report on Republic Broadcasting Network, and support all of these free speech networks. Free speech is not free. None of these networks have big budgets and corporate sponsors and lots of money coming rolling in. So that's where you, the beloved listener, has to help us out. You can do that lots of ways. Obviously, you can just donate, We're human. We like free money. You want to just give us money, we'll take it. But it's also very advantageous when you buy stuff from our sponsors. So go to the website, click the shop, and buy something that that's there. That lets the sponsor know that you're listening and, helps keep them sponsors. So that's a big way that you can help us. I want to talk about money and numbers, and a little bit about language to start out with. We all know that the progressive globalist whatever movement is attacking language itself. They changed the definition of vaccine. They changed definition. Well, they tried to change the definition of recession, but that didn't work. But what about just devaluing words? We do that all the time too. It used to be that a racist was a piece of crap who didn't like you just because of the color of your skin. But nowadays, you're a racist if you just don't go along with the plan. Everybody's a racist. Every action is racist. Systemic racist. It's everywhere. And to be quite honest, you're taking away the value of the word. Being called racist isn't even an insult anymore. But they're doing it with other words, too. And the one that really catches my eye often is billion and trillion. We have politicians in our country, here in the great United States of America, who toss around those two words, billion and trillion, like they're talking about pocket change. But how many of us have ever sat down to figure out like how much stuff that really represents? You know, I did the math a couple of weeks ago and figured out that every $1 billion our federal government spends works out to be about $8 per taxpayer. Okay, that's not all that impressive, right? But if you break it down in other ways, like, for example, you know, a billion seconds ago was 1990. But yet $1 billion ago was just 12 hours ago. You see, our federal government spends, on average, $1 billion every 12 or 13 hours. That's a lot of money. Just today, they announced another, was it $2.6 billion for Ukraine? I think that brings the total up over $50 billion that we've sent to Ukraine. So that $2.6 billion, hey, that was, if you're a taxpayer, if you pay federal income tax, that was $20 of your money that they just sent to Ukraine. And if you look at the $50 billion so far, that's like $400 of your money that went to Ukraine. So that's a billion. That's a lot. You know, I do those Liberty Minutes, right? If you've not heard me host a show here on RBN, you've probably heard me host talk one of my Liberty Minutes. Liberty Minute, 1 minute long headline review, usually some snarky comments in it. If you were to take one of those 1 minute videos and play it on a continuous loop a billion times, you wouldn't stop listening until the year 3912. A billion is a lot. But when it comes to federal money, it's not even anything. They toss it around like it's, like I said, like pocket change. It's like the quarter that you found in the seat of your truck or car. That's how they treat $1 billion in Washington, D.C. And they're trying to do it to the trillion now. And a billion is 1,000 millions. And a trillion is 1,000 billions. Like, wow, right? I said a billion seconds ago, it was the year 1990. A trillion seconds ago would have been 30,000 BC. See, these numbers, they sound an awful lot alike, but they represent completely different things. And I don't think the average person gets it. We have a government that is averaging over $1 trillion a year deficit, as in spending $1 trillion a year more than they're bringing into the government. $1 trillion. That's $8,000 worth of debt added to your portion, you, the taxpayer. Remember I said every $1 billion our federal government spends, that's $8 to an individual taxpayer. Well, every $1 trillion would be $8,000 to the individual taxpayer. And that really, every time I hear, oh, well, we're sending another billion over here or doing another this or that, that's going to only cost $5 billion. How do we stop that? And this is where I need you. This is you, the beloved listener. Get that dial-in finger out and call in to 800-313-9443 or 512-248-8252. I want to know how we stop this. And look at that. I ask for a caller and I get a caller. Marcus on line one. Marcus, how do we stop this?
Oh boy. How do you stop billionaires? I live right next to Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and the billionaires walk around like normal people, and you can't decipher who they are between somebody's a tourist. Yeah, I don't know. What I'd like to say is, what I called in for is that there's a company named State Street, which is akin to a BlackRock company, which has been working in Davos, going to Davos and the WEF for years now, that bought off Dominion voting machines in 2018. So we wonder why Dominion voting machines is suing Fox for $1 billion-plus dollars. The reason is they are a total globalist company. And why did Dominion voting machines decide to steal the election? Because they were bought off by the globalist. Again, it comes down to the deep state and these individuals. And I think that's a really big issue that it has not really been explored by very many people to this point.
Well, it's definitely an issue that the big deep state, if you want to call it that, or the globalist cabal, or whatever name you give it, there's a group of people out there that are trying to run the world. Before you go, Marcus, every time I host on RBN, I want to find out how everybody is listening to the network, and I always forget to ask. So how are you listening?
The reason why I have a cell phone is exactly because I need to listen to radio stations which present the truth. And so I have an app on there called USA Radio. Otherwise, I wouldn't pay $50 for the phone. No one calls me. I don't call anybody hardly. I do like $25 a month or something for one of those flip phones. But otherwise, that's how I listen to you guys.
So you're using the app USA Radio. Good to know.
Yes, sir.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Yeah, and I'd like to know what you think about State Street. I mean,
I have to look into it.
That's a big, dark organization that no one has ever talked about. We've all heard about BlackRock, but who's heard about State Street?
I've heard the name, but I don't know anything about him, so I'm going to have to look into it now. So thanks for calling. You've given me homework.
Good. Yeah. Thank you.
Now hopefully, next week or so, I'll be able to follow up and give more information on State Street.
Yeah, they're pretty shadowy. There's not a whole lot of information on them. I don't like those kind of organizations. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you for calling. So that's something to look into, State Street. And, Dominion Voting, we all know it was bought and sold. And, of course, they're the machines. Mike Lindell has done a big, long, well, he's done a lot of crap about the voting machines, the Dominion machines in particular. And, they're a problem. I don't understand why we need machines that do anything more than tally. And I can almost understand that, because the more human that you have sitting there reading, then you got to have, verifiers and all this other kind of stuff. So I can almost understand the putting it in the machine to tally it, kind of like a Scantron, if you're old like me and you remember those number two pencil tests that you used.
Scantrons are different agencies. What you have it with Dominion is ownership.
Right.
Dominion means ownership. And it's like, we own your vote. And no matter what you say, our thoughts are first, are primary. And so if you vote Republican for a certain individual, well, we're just going to change that.
Right.
Your vote.
I get what I was trying to say is that the whole Scantron thing should be like the absolute most that any electronic voting or electronics should be involved in voting at all, is at the absolute most would be something like the Scantron, where it just tallied the marks.
Go back to the IBM system where it's got the little hole that it punches into the system and says, right, this is...
Yeah, that's the most it should be. The idea that the voting machines that are out there now don't have to show we the people how they work is insane. the fact that they claim, you know, proprietary information, corporate secrets or whatever, you know, they're claiming that it's all this super secret squirrel stuff. Well, it shouldn't be. The only thing that you're supposed to be doing is counting the marks on the paper. How much super secret proprietary information should there be if all you're doing is counting the mark on a piece of paper?
It should be owned by the people. I mean, there should not be a CEO involved. There should not be a corporation which is above the law, which is a so-called person, has all the rights of a person and has the rights to sue. It should be owned by the voters solely and having no control over it by any left or right or any individual whatsoever. It must be absolutely transparent and being able to delve into it by anyone. Everybody should be able to look into the system of our voting for the nation.
Right. Because like we've already established, there shouldn't be any proprietary information. There shouldn't be anything secret in there at all.
Exactly. Not with election.
I guess we're going to have to wait 60 days and see how this next one comes out.
If you're lucky.
Well, as far as election integrity, I think I do my part, or I have done my part. I don't remember if I've said it here on RBN, but my town did not elect a Pennsylvania state constable. Here in the great state of Pennsylvania, every town, every municipality has the ability to elect a state constable. And the one thing that a state constable is required to do by Pennsylvania state law is to maintain peace at the polling stations. Well, the last municipal election went by, and we didn't elect one in my town. And I thought to myself, well, you know, elections are getting pretty scary. And I suspect that they're going to get even scarier as time goes on before they get it better. That seems like a pretty important position. So I did some research and found out what happens when the constable's position is left vacant. And I got myself appointed to that position. So I am a Pennsylvania state constable, and every election day, primary and general election, I get into my police cruiser and I put on my police uniform and my belt with all the gizmos and gadgets and my bulletproof vest, and I drive around the four polling stations in my town.
So you would be able to go into an election station that is putting cardboard up on the windows and saying, you can't look in here, and say, you've got to take that down. This has got to be an open and transparent situation.
Absolutely. I would not allow something that is clearly unconstitutional to happen in my presence. And I also won't allow, you know, protesters to block the access to a polling station. I won't allow people to be denied the right to vote. One of the most common things here in Pennsylvania, we are an open carry state. So you can put a gun on your hip and walk around just about anywhere, including the polling station. Every now and then, there's an election worker who tries to deny somebody the right to vote because they have a gun on their hip. And that is, unconstitutional here in this state. That is not one of the places that you are forbidden from carrying a gun. So the one thing that constables across the state of Pennsylvania have won in court repeatedly against is the fact that you cannot deny somebody the right to vote because they're carrying a gun.
Well, I applaud you. I applaud you for what you're doing. I've said it to my customers that, you know, right now we need to be fishers of men, and we need to go and take back the city council, and we need to be involved with the our mayor's office and everything. We need to take back those if we are republic-minded individuals, which think that we have a wonderful country that is going sour. And so you're doing just that. I definitely applaud you.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I didn't tell the story for your applause, but I do appreciate it.
Well, of course not. Of course not. I'm glad you did say that. I mean, that's important. That's exactly what all of us must be doing. So, yeah, I mean, it's just a normal, regular, everyday thing, but which most people have lost.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Marcus. I'm going to have to let you go. We're starting to get callers to pile up behind you.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for the call. Before we move on to those other callers, I want to say when I went out and I did that, when I found out what happens to the vacant position of constable and how I got to be appointed to it, I also found out how many other vacant positions there are out there. And it's a sad number. Here in my little county, we've got like 100 unfilled judge of elections and inspector elections positions across our county. And those jobs will be done by somebody come election day. But do you really want no control over who that person is? I mean, they're supposed to be elected. So I urge everybody, call your county election office. Don't try to go online and find the information. It won't be there. Call your county election office and find out how many open positions there are in your county, and then determine whether or not you can fill one of those positions. Moving on to callers, we have Cody in Illinois, I think. Line three. Cody, welcome to National Republic. National, wow. You know what show it is and all that stuff.
Yeah, thank you very much. You were wanting to have some solutions, and you know, really the only nonviolent solution I've been able to come up with to fix this problem is let's close Congress with a constitutional amendment. You know, it's hard to do. You got to get 3/4 of the states to vote for it, but right. You know, it's, I don't think they're going to secede. You don't have any governors with the conies really push that. You know, like, if Texas doesn't secede, how in the heck is, Texas is perfect to secede with, you know, agriculture, oil, gas, timber. I mean, you know, access to a port.
What's Texas that? Tries pretty regularly. I don't know, every couple of years, it seems, they're voting on whether or not to secede from the Union.
Yeah. Well, they got a governor that they shouldn't tolerate. I mean, I don't know what the legalities of this government, I mean, shipping people by bus, are you not complicit in the illegal immigration? They're going to say, well, these people have already applied for asylum. Maybe that's their argument for themselves. Right. But when you're actually shipping them to the interior, I mean, that's just such a joke, you know, that if you're going to have National Guard on your border, make a decision, advertise in Mexico that you're going to guard the border with, lethal force. And I don't think people will be trying to cross except the drug dealers. So then shoot them, you know, for carrying drugs. And,
I say it all the time.
Anyway, nonviolent solution. Let's push a constitutional amendment to close Congress. We can't trust those bastards. Let the state legislatures, they can meet video conference. They don't need to meet in D.C. anymore. They can video conference and, you know, pass. I would even say all the federal laws need to be canceled unless the legislature re-ratifies them, all the state legislatures. That's what needs to be done. Don't know if we can make it happen, but
that's an interesting idea. You're coming up with a solution, and not many people will do that. Most people will just sit in him and haw, won't even try to put forth a solution at all. So whether or not it will work, that should be secondary. You should start with a solution and then think about whether or not you can make it happen.
Do you know that George Washington voted against the Bill of Rights being included in the Constitution?
Yes, and so did several other people.
Yeah, I think, you know, and one of their excuses we don't want that to be your only rights. That was, I think, Madison's excuse. But, you know, when the states, I forget, maybe you know the details, I always forget, Mike Gaddy's talked a lot about it. There was almost 200 proposed amendments by the states, and what did they initially have, 13 or 12 or whatever it was? I mean, 10? You know, it's, what a joke, huh? These guys.
Hey, well, anyway, thanks for the call, Peter. Cody. It is break time, and real, yeah, whatever. We'll see you in a couple of minutes.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Welcome back to National Intel Report on Republic Broadcasting, and I did it again. I just got Cody off the phone, and once again, I forgot to ask Cody how he listens to RBN. So let's go to Pat in Fort Worth on line 5, and Pat, before you start, welcome to the show. How do you listen?
Okay. I have a cell phone. It's T-Mobile One 5G Ace. I don't like it. And it's a listen number, and it's 585-652-0610. And they come on and they say, "Welcome to your personalized number," and it tells you if you for RBN dial 1. For RBN dial 2. And then after that, it's other stations. So
you call the listen line.
Hit the RBN, and then it tells you hit star 1 for live stream. And right. Then all the rest of them, after you get on RBN, you can listen to older shows without going to the archives.
Cool. Note to the webmaster, I don't like the way our archives are arranged. I always have trouble finding stuff when I'm in there. Anyway, Pat, welcome to the show. What would you like to talk about tonight?
I don't know. There's so many things. Everything I heard today was bad news, and I'm just upset about all of it. First of all, that last caller. Who gives him a right to call here and talk about our governor? If he don't like it, why don't he go down to the border and volunteer?
Well, you know, everybody has the right to say whatever they want. You don't have to agree with it.
I'm saying I have a right to talk back at him, but he's gone. So
yes, you do.
That's bothering me a whole lot. People call for messages. Send them up here. Well, then come down and help us. I mean, there are all kind of rumors going on. The governor's collected money and you can give them money, and Well, I wasn't prepared to talk about that, but he wound me up on that one.
Cody, don't call back. We don't want an on-air argument.
Not that. I just say, say, what can I do? Can I come down and stand on a tower or something with some binoculars and help you look? There used to be people that didn't even have a gun, and they volunteered to go down there and just report what they were seeing everywhere. I mean, I've been here 30 years, so I know a lot of things that goes on down there. But I'm just upset that there's, like you say, and I'm glad to hear about that position you have there. And what we have everywhere is what they call poll watchers. You stay there at that one space all day. You don't leave and go anywhere.
Yeah. So there's the poll workers who are supposed to be elected to their jobs. Oftentimes, those people aren't elected to their jobs. They're volunteers because nobody got elected to it. Then you've got the poll watchers that you're talking about that come from either political campaigns or political parties, and their job is to make sure that, you know, they're just watching. They're observing to make sure that it's all nice and even and fair and nobody's breaking rules. My job is just to keep the peace, to keep it a safe place. Physically safe. I don't care about your emotions. A physically safe place to be. So that everybody who's allowed to vote is allowed to vote. Everybody who is legally allowed is given the permission to do so.
Well, we've had a lot of changes go on down here in Texas since the 2020 election. And one thing is you can't vote straight party. You can't bring somebody and tell them, just look for the D and put an X, and then where it's put a just sign your X down there for your signature. You can't do that. You got to vote for each one, each office. And I think that's kind of good because there's some counties that we have about 250 some that there's no way you could be elected Republican because it's all Hispanic and something else, you know, so they just go ahead and get elected Democrat, and then they vote like they want, like everybody else does. So I don't, you know, you can tell by looking at how they already vote or listen to them talk. And well, anyway, that's one thing. And her name is Presley. She knows how to read all of the source code to see if it's programmed wrong. And she's looking out for anybody that wants her to, if she can get around to them, and checking how theirs are programmed. She's got a lot of the changes made. She says, if you can get 12, I think it was 12 people last time. If you can get 12 people together, I'll come up there. She's in Austin. I'll come up there and I can teach them how to be poll watchers. You know, you can't hardly get 12 people who'll even vote.
No, you're right. It's people just don't. People want to sit and complain and point fingers. Nobody wants to get off their duff and actually help the situation.
Well, maybe like one of the callers said earlier today, just take the clout shot and go on wherever you want to go. Maybe that's what's going on. If you're not willing to vote. See, my husband and I ran elections for if we were the judge, we ran the whole thing on the election day. But if it was primary, we were the Republican primary judges, okay? And we did it for about 12 years. And so I know where I'm coming from. And when I tell people that as bad as it seems, as hard as you think that they're threatening people now, that they're saying that people are threatening the election workers. You know, I don't believe that.
Nothing surprises me anymore. It wouldn't surprise me if somebody was threatening the election workers.
You have to do is pick up that phone right then and call the police.
Yeah. If you live in my town, you don't even have to do that. I might already be there.
at one that I had moved, but I had to still go back there and vote. The guy was lying. He was cheating. He didn't even have a poll list. And I said, "Where's your poll list?" He said, "We don't have to have one anymore." I said, "I beg your pardon." He said, "Ma'am, if you don't leave right now, I'm calling the police."
Well, there's, yeah.
I'm doing it wrong. So if you don't make a poll list, then you can write anybody in when everybody leaves and all that kind of crap. I mean, right. I've seen a lot. I know where I'm coming from. But I just think that Texas has got a little extra help now than we did 2020 with Laura Presley helping us. I was sitting here thinking, how can I get people to get a stamp that put on that? They have a little sticker that says, "I voted." You want it? Now you stick it on your thing. So somebody says, "Oh, I forgot," when you're out shopping or whatever. I would like to have the date put on it, stamp the date on it.
We don't have election day anymore. We have election month, with all the early voting and the mail-in voting and all absentee ballots and everything else. We don't have an election day anymore.
It's the date for the election, though. It'll be the date for the election. And so you would have a stamp. Well, you could make one. How could it be illegal? But people I'm trying to get to vote now, they say things like, "Oh, no, I'm a felon," and they told me I could never vote again. I said, that is a lie. In most states, you can vote. If you paid your debt to society, you're not on probation or what is the other one that you have to be on after you get out of jail?
They usually have to pay back all of their what do they call that? Reparations and paid all their fines and be done with the probation and there's another word for probation. I don't remember what it is, but I know what you mean.
Yeah, probation. I'm just ready to say, don't bother me. I don't have time to talk to you until you show me your stamp that you voted with the date stamped on it.
Well, 60 days from today, Pat, 60 days from today.
Well, I know. And Tarrant County is blue if it is purple a little bit. I mean, Fort Worth, so it's bad news. But I think I can trust a few people to tell me something. But you just got to hear all kind of crap from now on out.